This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 52 for Monday, September 9th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Monday as speculators covering short positions and end-user bargain hunting at nearby lows provided support. Canola up 14 to nearly $16, November up 14.30 at $583.50 per ton. Canadian canola is trading at a discount to most other global oilseeds, and that was bringing in some export buying interest. Gains in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures were supportive. Statistics Canada released its latest stocks data this morning, pegging the country's canola ending stocks as of July 31st at 3.1 million tons. And that was up 67% on the year, but in line with trade expectations. Meanwhile, uncertainty over Chinese demand going forward tempered the upside as China officially launched its anti-dumping probe into Canadian canola. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were higher while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans were up amid ideas Friday's losses were overdone. The November contract up 13 cents at 10.18 per bushel. Dryness concerns in South America contributed to the gains, with a lack of moisture in Brazil thought to be hampering seeding of the country's next soybean crop. River levels are also reportedly low in Brazil, limiting movement of crops to export positions. Corn, also underpinned by the dryness concerns in Brazil, the December contract, though only up a penny at 4.07 and a quarter. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections at 836,000 tons were down slightly on the week, but up from what moved the same week last year. The USDA will release its updated supply-demand estimates on Thursday, and pre-report positioning was a feature. Wheat, pressured by increased export competition out of the Black Sea region, but ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the December contract at 6.06 per bushel. Kansas City down 1 and 3 quarter cents in December at 5.75 and 3 quarters. Chicago soft wheat ending higher after earlier losses, up 1.5 cents at the final bell at 5.68 and a half. Ukraine's agriculture ministry reported grain exports during the marketing year to date at 7.6 million tons. That's about 2.5 million tons ahead of what moved the same week the previous year. Most of that increase was tied to wheat. Canadian wheat ending stocks were estimated at 4.6 million tons by StatCan. That was above trade estimates, but down on the year as StatCan raised last year's wheat carryout to 5.6 million from an earlier estimate of only 3.5 million tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, September 9th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.